WMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome back to eBay Radio, the show that's always shipped on time. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is sponsored by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. You can call us at 888-RADIO-30, but you already know that. So we're going to remind you until you call 888-RADIO-30 or 888-723-4630.
And did she stay?
No, she got up and bolted.
Really?
She's so busy. She's off in another meeting somewhere.
Okay.
I, on the other hand, just wander the halls shuffling around like an old
coot. We were going to ask her more questions. That's okay.
We'll have to wait.
That's okay.
That's right.
Because you know why?
Why?
It's time for diplomas and mortarboards again, and that means gifts.
Here's a retail moment marketing plan to help you sell more this season. Brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
It's time for the pomp and circumstance to commence. Graduation is one of the year's biggest retail moments and one of your biggest selling opportunities. Graduation gifts can span the gamut of new to thrifted items. So weed through your death piles and pull anything a June grad might enjoy. And graduation isn't just for high school and college anymore. Kids now graduate from kindergarten on. So list items for youngins of all ages. eBay will be marketing around graduation too, so take advantage of the extra traffic they'll be sending your way. Create promotions, then get the word out via social media and your store newsletter.
This retail moment was brought to you by Bulk, the easy way to source.
Hey, welcome back to the show, Lee.
These tips should take your sales to the top of their class. That was my outro there. I'm having a day.
Oh, you are having a day.
Yeah, you know what kind of day it is? I'm in an okay mood, sort of.
Yeah.
Have you ever had days where you drop everything and you trip over things and you just kind of...
Yeah, it's the story of my life.
No,
I'm doing it right
like
now.
Like a whole day.
No, I have my life is like that.
Oh. Yeah. My algorithms are off or something.
Yeah.
So I'm looking up your silver Oxfords. What size are you?
Oh, it would be a men's 11.
Men's size 11. Let's see.
Yeah, and you're not going to find them. I've already, babe, I've looked.
Honey, what is the brand name?
Zara, Z-A-R-A.
Okay, here's Cole Haan Men's Zero Grand Wingtip.
That's not Zara.
Silver Metallic Star size 11M.
Exactly, except they're $300 and they're not mirror finished.
No, they're $27.
What?
Mm-hmm.
No, you're looking at
pre-owned,
something.
Pre-owned, Cole Haan Men's Zero Grand Wingtip Oxford Shoes, Silver Metallic.
Look closer.
Size 11.
Hmm. Cole Haan.
Mm-hmm.
What are they called again? I forget that
Men's
name.
Zero Grand, Zerogrand, Wingtip Oxford Shoes, Silver Metallic.
Yeah, I've seen these, the silver ones. Does it say silver in the title?
You would look so cool. Yes, silver metallic star, size
11.
Oh,
not though. Those are all worn out. Those are terrible.
You're kidding me.
I was thinking of that. There's a pair of wingtip sneakers that are really expensive, but those are nice.
Here's men's leather Cuban heel metal toe breathable shoes.
No.
Casual Oxfords.
They're not the same.
I want to see you in a pair of silver shoes.
Well, I do too. But
perfect for Vegas.
Yeah, see, there's a pair here that I don't know if they're new. They're $249. There's the pair here that's a $27 bid. But look at them; they're kind of all crinkled.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. They look well used.
Men's leather metal pointy toe wedding dress Oxford shoes nightclub British $105.
Nah, hey, look at the size. Look at the size. Look at the size. So they're from China, right? Look.
Oh, got it.
And okay. Look at this. The sizes are always too small.
Yeah.
I'm
in Sarasota, Florida, known as Wise Buy Outlet. Paul, you got any silver shoes that Griff can wear during eBay Open?
Unfortunately, not this time. Just sold them. How you doing?
We're doing good, Paul. How can we help you today?
How to handle a return when an item has been shipped through the global shipping program.
Yes.
So there were some metal file organizers that went to London.
Yeah.
They paid quite a bit of shipping, sort of surprising that they would pay as much in shipping as they did for the actual item.
Right.
But after they received it, they said, two conflicting things. They said they want a return because the wrong item was sent, and the comment says, the item wasn't as described. Would prefer a refund due to the amount it will cost to return. How do I handle this?
They have to open a case. There's no other way. It won't impact you.
So,
it won't impact you. But the problem, see, the deficiency here with the global shipping program is when it comes to returns, you as the seller should never issue a refund because you would be paying money that you never received. When the global shipping buyer purchases something, there's the purchase price, which goes to you, any domestic shipping to the Kentucky warehouse, which went to you, but then there's another charge for the cost of shipping, export duties, whatever, from Kentucky to the buyer, and that part of the payment went to eBay. So if you end up refunding the buyer, you're going to be in the red. And so you should, no seller should ever just issue a refund for a global shipping item. What you need to do is tell the buyer to go to their resolution center and open a case.
They did request a return, and my friend asked for pictures and an explanation of why it's not as they thought it should be. No response. And then
yeah, you're not going to get deadline. Pictures. They sent a return request. They have to open a case.
Okay.
eBay will handle it. Do not refund the money. Do not refund the money. Otherwise, you're going to be out whatever they paid.
Send it to me, Paul.
Here's what we did. Sorry.
Send the money to me.
Oh, you did something already.
Yeah. accepted the return. But now, how do they get it from London back to Florida?
They're going to have to go and purchase a shipping label.
Okay. And who pays for the cost of the shipping label?
You have to negotiate that with the buyer.
Okay, well, they would prefer a refund due to the cost it will return. So I'm thinking that they want to be fully reimbursed for the cost of shipping that from London.
Do not do that. Yeah, just tell them to open a case. That's the only way this works.
Is it too late to do that now that the return has been accepted?
Yes.
Okay, because my understanding was if we do not accept a return by the due date,
this is different.
The buyer
wins. This is different. Okay. This is different. So they technically kind of already opened a case by opening a return request. You do not refund any money. You accepted the return. That's all you have to do. You do not send them a shipping label. They have to work through the global shipping program going the other way. So you do nothing. You do nothing in this case.
Okay. I really appreciate it.
Isn't that exciting, Paul? You can just go take a bubble bath now.
Yeah, you can take a bubble bath. You can have tea for two. You can, a nice walk on the ocean under a, full moon, whatever you want.
Paul, are we going to be seeing you in Vegas?
I don't know. I was there last year and it was great. However, the short period of time where the early bird discount existed has already elapsed.
It has.
And I'm not sure I can do it at this point. It's a pretty big commitment. And I'd like to. We'll see. I went at the last minute last time. I might end up doing the same
thing.
Hey,
it could happen again, Paul.
You'll have a good time.
I hope we see you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate
it. You're welcome.
Bye-bye, Paul.
Bye.
Our phone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. It's going to be quite an event.
Oh, I'll say.
I can't wait to hear, when they come on to talk about the workshops and stuff like that.
So, yeah.
Do you know yet whether you're going to be doing a photography or not?
No, I don't know anything.
Photography is so important, Chris.
Yeah, I don't know anything. Sorry.
I know nothing.
Huh. I don't know what they're going to have me do. I may be the greeter at the door, like Walmart.
Hey.
Hi, what's my name? Welcome to, where are we? Oh, right, the Mandalay Bay here. And welcome to eBay Eyes Wide Open Shut. I don't know what I'm going to do. I have no idea.
Well, I wish I knew. Because
you and me both, babe.
I did not go to your classes.
You didn't.
And this time I'd like to.
Yeah.
Yeah, got to learn more about photography.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I can, you know, give you a private lesson, all right?
Okay, so, yeah.
In the nursing home.
I know when that'll happen. Yeah, we'll be in the nursing home together. So Audrey was talking about her store subscription.
She was.
She said $8 a month. It's $7.95. So yeah. Here's what happens. So as of May 1st, sellers can now choose from two additional eBay store subscriptions. If you list more than 50 items each month, the new starter store subscription will give you the tools you need to grow your business. It's only $4.95 per month for a yearly subscription. That's if you want to, you know, take it for a year. Mm-hmm. Or you can do $7.95 month by month, and that's what Audrey's doing. And that gets you 100 zero insertion fee auction or fixed price listings per
right.
month.
Yeah.
And Lupe probably takes advantage of all these things out there in Reston, Virginia, known as Hoppa Chico mm-hmm. on eBay. Hey, Lupe, what's up? What's your question or comment today?
Hmm.
Oh.
Well, there. That was that.
So Lupe's playing music.
Good for Lupe. This open phone segment was sponsored by WorthPoint. The ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Call us at 888-723-4630. We'll take your call here in the next segment of eBay Radio.
eBay sellers, the thrill of the hunt is on, and you're invited. Join WorthPoint CEO Will Seipel and top-rated seller Dana Crawford as they visit eBay meetups around the country, taking sellers like you on a product sourcing quest like no other. During your treasure hunt adventure, you'll field test WorthPoint's free mobile app live. As you visit the nation's best regional antiques and collectible events, you'll research and identify resellable treasures. Then enjoy sharing your finds with your fellow sellers over a meal or two. You'll even learn the best way to list them and score a free t-shirt. And when the hunt is over, WorthPoint gives you free access to WorthPoint for 30 days. Why does WorthPoint do this, you ask? One, they like to have fun. And two, they want you to discover how WorthPoint's data helps to drive sales. For details and to find a treasure hunt near you, go to worthpoint.com/treasure hunt. That's worthpoint.com/treasure hunt.
As an eBay seller, you have plenty of choices when it comes to shipping software. But only one shipping software fits in your pocket, and that's ShipStation. ShipStation Mobile, free for iOS and Android devices, lets you get ship done anytime, anywhere. You can update orders and create shipping labels right from your smartphone, even handle returns. But that's not all. With ShipStation Mobile, you can actually print those labels via wireless from wherever you happen to be. So when you get home, all you have to do is slap them on your packages. But one thing you don't have to print out is a scan form. ShipStation Mobile takes care of that right in the app, generating a barcode for your carrier to scan at pickup and saving you paper. That's just how ShipStation rolls, wherever you are, however you ship. Try ShipStation free for 30 days, no credit card required, at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 436.
Returns are all a part of selling on eBay. John Lawson is CEO of Colderice Media and known on eBay as Shoestring King. He offers one solution to your return policy, expanding the return deadline.
Yeah. Tell them to up it. Tell them I want them to up it to 120 days. I'm going to take return up to 120 days. You know why? Because every day that person walks by that thing, they're going to be like, I got 6 months to get that thing back to you. I got 4 months. To get that thing back. I got 3 months to get that thing back. Oh, you know what? It's been 6 months. I totally forgot to return that thing. Dang.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
To eBay Radio, where the host does his darndest. But life isn't always perfect now, is it? Here's Griff.
Oh, this open phone segment is brought to you by Indicia, helping you love the way you ship, and we love the way you call us at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that toll-free number is 888-723-4630.
And Lupe's on the line with us from Reston, Virginia, Hoppa Chico on eBay. Hi, Lupe. What's your question or comment today?
Actually, no question, no problem. I just, you know, wanted to get your advice. because the whole reason why I started selling on eBay is because I had a child that was challenged with type 1 diabetes. And he's now 28, but during that time, especially when we moved to California, we didn't have family support to help us to deal with the diabetes with him. So as a professional person, I had to make a choice of what I needed to do in my professional career or help my kid to survive. You know, I'm dealing with challenges that he obviously got dropped from the insurance after a certain age, and this kid still lives with me. And I could not believe how much money we're spending to pay for his medication as parents. And I just can't stop thinking all the people that might be working from home dealing with issues like mine, which I honestly suffer in silence. I suffer in silence because I could have been on the outside on the world making a living and doing that. But my job is to be home to make sure that my son gets up in the morning so he can go to work, make sure that he has food, you know. And this month is diabetes awareness. We just had a child that died, 20-year-old kid. Why did he die? Because he could not afford his insulin. Can you believe that? Amazing.
Griff, I'm going to say it, honey. Close your ears. You don't have to listen to what I say, Griff.
What's that?
Lupe?
Yeah.
Here's the deal, honey. That's why I believe in universal health care. All those things that you just said to me. So that's number one. Number two is that's one of the things that makes entrepreneurialism so great, is that when people are in situations such as yourself, they can take their life in their own hands, so to speak. You needed to stay home with your child, and you found something to do to earn a living while you were doing it, and it has not been easy for you. We have situations of people selling on eBay who have children who are epileptic, bipolar, multiple sclerosis. I have run into it all. You are not alone, believe me, Lupe.
No, and you know what, Lee? I agree with you because I professionally made a choice. We all have a choice. My child was first for me, and I am taking care of him. But you know, Lee, with all these issues, as a person that I'm trying to grow my business, become a better seller, and all the expenses, and now that we're dealing with taxes and all the kind of things that we have to endure, nobody's listening. Believe me, I'm such an advocate. I scream, I yell, I go and ask. I advocated in this area for the nurses to be able to test the children and be able to provision insulin. You know, it was a lot of pain going through all that red tape. But, you know, just to for people to die because it's not a choice. They were born with illness or they become, like you just say, totally, I don't know. God gives everybody I don't know. But the point is, everyone that is around that individual gets affected, right? So, you know, I go in and ask, what can I do for my child? Of course, my child doesn't want to be categorized as a handicap. But, you know, all my retirement money, everything that I have saved is going to my child. And medication, providing insurance for him and helping him to be a person that can successfully live in this society. That's hard, you know, and I sit here when I'm trying to post and I think, why am I doing this? Really, I could have been doing this profession and going to get a job in engineering and make thousands and thousands of dollars. That's not going to help me to pay for my child issues, you know? So, and I know that maybe, and I see it when I go out and I talk to people, why do you do this? And I'm going up because it gives me the flexibility. You know, if I have to go to work for somebody else, if my child needs insulin and I get a phone call from wherever he is, I can drop everything that I'm doing. I can be with him. And there's no one that could have provided that for me. You know, eBay has allowed me to be able to be there for my son all these years. He's 28 years old. And, oh, my God, you have no idea the issues and the stuff that we have dealt with. And every single time where we had to drop everything just to go to attend to him, I've been able to do because, yes, of course, I work from home and I'm doing whatever. I don't have a luxurious, but, you know, the little money I get, sometimes it helps to pay for the insulin, pay for the insurance. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, we know. This is, to echo Lee's point, this is why we need universal health care, and hopefully someday we'll get it, but...
Not much, Dad.
You see, Lupe, you know, young people don't get this, do they, Griff?
Because
they don't get sick and they don't know what happened.
That's true.
Lupe, we love you.
Best of luck, Lupe. This open phone segment was brought to you by Indicia, helping you love the way you ship. Coming up, Old Media. Stay tuned to eBay Radio.
As an online seller, you're always sourcing. So make it easy. Now there's a new way to buy in bulk with Bulk Auctions. You may have heard about Bulk, the easy way to source liquidation goods by the pallet or case. Now, meet Bulk's 48-hour auctions. Score deep discounts on lots from top retailers that you can resell at a profit. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, pick a lot and place your bid. You can bid on multiple lots and keep bidding until the auction ends. 2, Bulk sends an email saying you won. 3, pay within 2 business days via credit card or PayPal. Bulk holds auctions on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday starting at noon Eastern Time. And whether you buy a case or pallet, your goods come with Bulk's guaranteed manifest. Browse for free at bulk.com/auctions. That's bulq.com/auctions.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Indicia, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Indicia directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Indicia. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.